If you thought you had to travel far to savor the pad thai of Bangkok, or to taste the pastries of Paris, take another look. With 2x total points at grocery stores, your same kitchen can come with more cuisines. Sapphire Preferred from Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Valid up to $1,000 in purchases per month from November 1st, 2020 to April 30th, 2021. Account subject to credit approval. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Oh, shit, I haven't even loaded the song. Did you notice that last week he didn't take off the shirt?
Yeah, exactly. I saw that. I looked at the video. I was like, wow.
Now people know our secrets.
How
exposed are my secrets? It sounds testy.
It's not like a ritual. It's not like, God, let's do it.
Maybe like, amen. Like that club is like our rocks.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
That's what they were saying before I was black.
Wait, how do you turn black from what color?
From what color?
Is there any other color that you can mix with black? I don't know. I'm not very good at color mixing. And it turns anything other than dark or blackish.
Hey, don't start with the blackish shit and the grownish. They got a new show now. What is it called?
It's Grown-ish.
No, there's a new one.
It's an ish.
Yeah, it's
something.
Called, let me Google it. It's called
something ish.
Mixed-ish.
Mixed-ish. What?
But isn't there a show called Blackish?
It is. Yeah, there is. I love Blackish.
Blackish.
Yeah.
The spin-off is Grown-ish. Oh, now there's mixed-ish.
Oh gosh.
Wow. Ish.
Who came up with that ish?
I don't know, but it's ish.
So which part of the ish do you belong in?
Yeah? I think I'm the black ish.
Okay.
Hey, what song was that? That was Len's choice, by the way. What song was that?
That's Hidden Force because I was drunk.
Were you drunk this weekend or what? Are you trying to
No,
tell
I was
something?
Working again.
Oh, no, you were. No, you were drunk. We got drunk on...
Friday night.
Yeah.
I was supposed to see you guys on Saturday.
No, Friday.
Actually. Was it Friday?
Yeah, it was Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I wish our subscribers could see Leonce drunk. He's the worst person ever.
He talks a lot.
And I tell everybody to fuck off.
He becomes very serious.
Yeah, I do. No, when he drinks, he's drunk-ish.
Oh. And becomes grown-ish.
But most importantly, I cause ish.
So the whole time I'm always having him like, dude, if only your subscribers knew, this is how you really are.
So that's a sign, right? If you really want to know how I am, get me drunk-ish.
You know?
Then you'll see.
So when is the party?
Oh, yeah.
We need a party to get Len drunk-ish.
I don't actually get drunk at parties.
Is it?
Yeah. But it doesn't.
No,
rather,
I don't.
More chill sessions.
You need to be at home. Feel
yes.
At home. Okay.
Because if I pass out, I can pass out on my couch, on my grass.
Which is what you did.
Which is, no, I didn't pass out. I actually went to my room to go watch the Liverpool game. Yeah?
And you passed out.
After the game. This guy. It was cool. And yes, football is back. Finally.
Oh, that's the worst thing ever.
No,
though.
It's not.
Oh,
as you can see, I'm in my...
Now there'll be miserable area. Men, always angry, someone has lost.
Says the woman who bought her husband a PS4.
Oh, well, wow. She wanted him to play with some.
Other than myself.
Anyway, I feel like the podcast hasn't started. Welcome, everybody. Hey, nah, what do you mean?
Welcome.
Shout out to the Notification Gang, our new subscribers, international audience, everybody that's brought us a coffee. We love y'all. And I gotta say, I feel like there's someone out there who's working overtime to make sure this podcast does not succeed.
How? Yeah, it's that one person who always not likes, who just dislikes. It's that one.
Wait, who was the last person that you saw in Limpopo that said, hey, you from the podcast? I'm not suggesting anything, by the way. I'm just merely asking.
But you are. Why did you mention Limpopo out of the provinces?
Because that's the one place that you've visited frequently in the past 3 months more than any other.
It's not by choice.
Well, Oksala.
Yeah,
we work with talents here.
Yeah.
I mean, the ghost lady, where have you been in the past 3 months?
Where have I been?
Yes, in the past 3 months.
Mpumalanga, KwaZulu-Natal, Eastern Cape. Mm. Yeah.
When you went to Limpopo, you came back with thunder here.
But anyway. And one dislike. So, so yeah.
She hasn't even started. I'm really confident.
MacGyver
so last
sword.
Week,
is there something burning or somebody making a toast?
No.
It
might be all these lights, bro.
Yeah. It's like sizzling up in here.
okay. Now I just know toast.
So last week, called my BFF for an interview. Shimmy Shimmy, DJ Shimza.
Oh. Ba 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 ba.
Public service announcement.
And he doesn't get drunk-ish.
You know?
I like some people.
Did you guys have a sober conversation?
Mm.
But anyway, BFF.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
No, that's why I got lost.
You know?
Yeah. Like, fuck out of here. I'm not even DJing. You know, they say no more, bro.
We should just really cut this and just stop here. Rather, let's ask all the subscribers to just refer to all the videos.
Exactly. Did he watch all the videos?
Yes. All the crap that you've spoken
that's
about him.
That's my boy. That's my nigga.
Shit, I want to be your enemy.
Magaba, fuck you. Okay, what else does it take? I want to be upgraded up in here.
I want to be your BFF.
Tier 1. You know what they say, tier 1.
You know he's never called me tier 1 or Neil called me BFF.
Wow. And okay. Shimza.
Yeah.
He's so tall.
I'm getting gigs overseas now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Malambanufu gig.
You know?
You can't even give me a gig or so here too.
Let alone go mid-rent.
Well, I tried and he couldn't work the plantation.
Anyway,
pardon me, I had to say
that. I hit up Shimza. We recorded on Wednesday.
Okay, tell me about your conversation when you started.
I'm gonna wait for it.
When you called him,
how was that conversation?
No, I WhatsApped him. I'm like, yo, dude, because we're meant to record 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
But he was flying out to Portugal.
Mm.
Oh.
So he came to my house, and then his flight was like at 5, but he got to my house at like 4.
Wow.
Or his flight was like 6, somewhere there. Mm. So we're like, dude, you know what? Let's not rush this. When you come back from Portugal, we'll rock this one. Then he got into his G63R. Vroom. Vroom. I heard it by the boom.
Look, on the bright side, you have a boom gate.
You know what I'm saying? So he came back. When he came back,
he contacted you.
Contacted me. I'm like, cool. Let's shoot Wednesday at Cotton Lounge in Bryanston. So we go there. I hit up my cameraman, who's a friend of mine, right? Because I used to have a cameraman who's gone back. San, you know Sanele?
Yeah.
He used to be my camera guy.
Yeah.
Because we're brothers in this whole UIF thing.
Oh, wow. No, now he's my husband's friend.
Is he?
Yes.
Yeah, Kimnaga.
Kimnaga.
They're tight.
Yeah, Mnaga.
Well, yeah.
What does that mean?
They're all from
Mzwara.
Mzwara. So he dropped you for my husband.
Yeah. So anyway, so I hook up my friend. Cool. We shoot dope episode. And then Thursday was supposed to be Nadia and Akai.
Wow.
I remember.
So finally, Nadia responded to you.
Yes, because remember what happened the first time?
You're my Bernard.
Yeah, I'm a Bernard. She was outside my complex.
Oh, Lord.
And then they stole my... Oh, no, I lost my phone.
Yes.
Stole.
While
I'm
you're
so used to people stealing my phone.
This time you just handed it over.
Yeah, so they took my phone. I lost my phone. So she was outside the gate. I didn't know she was here. It didn't happen. Mm. And then she went to Bali or something, whatever. Mm. So she came back, spoke to a manager. She's like, all right, cool. Let's do it Thursday. I'm like, Thursday, 11:30. Cool. No problem.
Sweet.
So now, just imagine, just remember that the day before, I was recording my BFF. Everything was smooth.
Wow. Mm. You
nice.
Know?
You were heavy.
Now you're going to top it out with Nadia Mekai. Hmm?
So now, Nadia, we're meant to shoot at 11:30.
Yeah.
Cool, so I set up, because now we've got lighting and stuff.
Oh, wow.
So I set up. Yeah. And then at 11, my camera guy is a friend of mine. He's helping me out.
Okay.
So he comes from Soweto.
Oh.
And he has to take a taxi to Randburg.
Oh, so you had to go pick him up.
Oh. At 11.
Oh, no.
So you thought you were Michael Schumacher.
But did you communicate with Nadia now?
Yes, yes.
And said, listen, I'm going to be a little bit late.
Oh, no, I didn't. Because
my burn.
I thought I'd make it.
I think I know where this is going, but carry on.
Lord.
Carry on.
So
carry
on, Shaka. I'm scared.
Carry on.
So now, I get to Randburg at about 20 past.
Uh-huh.
25 past.
Oh, wow.
Liana, Nadia Nakai, she's one of those celebrities that's always on time. She's a pro. I'm thinking, she's a celebrity. 10 minutes.
You know, she's still face beating, you know. She's still calling for her makeup artist.
Yes.
Now she's like, I'm on a Ja Rule this time.
You know?
Yeah. Mm. 25 past 11, she gives me a call. She's like, I'm outside your complex. Where are you? I'm like, shit, Nadia. I just had to get my cameraman. I'll be back in just a short while. Please hang in there. Mm. Aru, what the fuck? Like... No, she didn't say what the fuck. But
I was about to ask, was that verbatim?
Like, but her tone was like, dude, what the fuck are you saying?
Don't try this.
Like, are you really going to say this? Are you really going to do this for the second time?
Time.
And then she just hung up. I went, hey, so now me and the cameraman are rushing back here. We got back here at about 1:45.
Mm-hmm.
Called her. We're like, yo, where you at? Well, I texted her. She's like, no, I've left. This is really unprofessional. And, you know, wish you a good life. Bye-bye.
What?
This is the second time you're doing this. First time you're a no-show. And then I looked at the camera guy. I go, she's never coming back.
She's never coming, period.
Oh. She's never coming, bro.
In your presence.
Yo. And I felt bad the whole day, bro.
No, you're supposed to.
Okay, can you please do... No. You owe her this much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you please do... a podcast and chill official apology sanctioned by Len and the Ghost Lady to Nadia Nakai for screwing her over more than once.
Yeah, yeah. No, Nadia, from the bottom of my heart, I'm really sorry, man. Nah, I mean.
There's no hope. There's no hope.
Maybe Len, you can squeeze her on Black Friday.
But anyway, so what,
is she selling? What is she selling? No, but what is she selling?
So this is the first time this has ever happened. You know what I'm saying? In terms of like where it was such a fuck up.
Or somebody was on time.
But even if people are late, like we are usually on time.
Yeah.
Like I've never had, out of all the interviews I've done, this has never happened before. Mm. We're always on time, you know. And the previous guests that I've interviewed can attest to this. So I don't know what it is about Nadia's interview, but something just fucks out when I'm interviewing Nadia.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And it's not like intentional.
Yeah.
Like I don't wake up thinking I'm gonna lose my phone that day.
Yeah.
And then obviously the day before, the guy who's helping me shoot, because I don't have a videographer.
Yeah.
The guy who's helping me shoot, he was on time yesterday.
Yeah.
Is that you hoeing out a vacancy? Hint, hint.
Nice.
Send your CV.
Plus, if you know, the unemployment rate has skyrocketed now. It's right. Like on some, it's on some other level. And you probably chilling there and it's like, yeah, come join me here. Come. But it's bad though. It's bad. It's really bad.
Yeah.
But I hear you with the hinting that's
bad. Yeah, but do you know a videographer? Don't you know someone who works at Avdo or something?
No, people don't. Well, there are lecturers at AFDA, but the majority of them are students.
Mm.
So if you want to be a videographer for the podcast, yeah, hit him up.
Yeah, I know we need one. Hey, I am seeing flames. Hey.
Is it? Wow.
You also need an alarm clock.
You know?
What else? A driver.
An what assistant to receive the celebs by the boom gates.
Exactly. Entertain them. A makeup artist.
You know?
Yes, we might as well be career junction.
You know?
Oh, who hires? What's this hiring website?
Anyway, so I'm thinking, I don't know what it is about this Nadia Nakai interview, but I don't think it was meant to happen.
Maybe it's not meant to happen.
Yeah.
Because out of all the interviews, this is the first time it's happened.
Or second time.
And you've never actually had, like, look at your BFF, your Mr. We Gonna Travel International.
You know?
Like, the first time he came and you guys were able to reach an amicable position of, no, come back again and we'll do it. And you did it seamlessly.
Yeah. And he came back. He ringed you up.
I've never had an issue with any of the interviews I've done.
Wow.
We're always there on time. And sometimes we wait for these celebrities, which
maybe
is not a problem.
Maybe your BFF should beg Nadia at this rate, you know?
No. Nadia does not want to hear from me. I think she's mad, and she's got every right to be.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it seems very unprofessional.
Mm.
But, like, we are not.
She probably thought, oh, McG, he's the bomb. Mm, maybe not.
Yeah.
It's going to be awkward the next time I see a dog.
It's going to be awkward if you don't get that.
Hey, no, explain to Ghost Lady, she didn't get it.
I want to understand this one, please.
Do you know MacGyver?
MacGyver,
the series?
Bomb.
He used to make bombs out of anything.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Welcome to the show.
You don't get it. I blew over me. Then I'm like, rewind. PVR. In my head, I was PVR.
Slow-mo. VAR.
Okay.
It's okay.
We got a VAR puns now, dog. Is this what we had?
What we did last week, we asked Monday, who's here? Take it back, Monday. Take it back.
Okay, now it gets even more fucked up. Okay. Cool. So that's Nadia.
Yeah, it gets worse.
So now I'm like, all right, cool, Nadia, wasn't meant to happen, cool. You know, it is what it is. Nothing I can do. Sharp. So now, this morning, I wanted to start editing the video with my BFF.
No way.
I've got the audio. The video's corrupted. Can't use it.
Oh, so your friend...
Oh.
Your friend decided... I don't know why, because I could. He said now I was drunk and I was passing out.
Okay.
Right, cool. So he came to visit me on Friday evening while we were drinking. Oh, I eventually had the Johnny Walker White Walker edition.
Oh.
Yeah.
How is it?
It's a Johnny Walker Black Label. Anyway.
I'm looking for a sponsor here. Tell us, Chief.
And the packaging looks very nice. That's where it ends. And then he came with...
We're out here like, hold on.
You know...
Wow.
Just took us back, Lynn.
Anyway, sorry, Pop Hops. And then he left his bag at my house with his machine.
Mm-hmm.
And by machine, I mean his laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided today that, yo, dude, your machine is at my house. And lo and behold, his video is corrupted. And I promise I had nothing to do with it.
Oh, because I was just about to...
Yeah, what did you do?
I know, disclaimer. You know what I've noticed?
Hey, you went on a tangent. Eh?
No.
I'm thinking, what did you do,
so, Lynn? You know, here's my thing, right? Oh, shit, I keep saying that. Understand this. Our subscribers have a thing of... Becoming CSI mixed with Law and Order, mixed with Suits, mixed with, I don't know. I mean, everything. Case in point. Last week, Monde was calling out his friend Arkhan. Arkhan is the ghost lead. I mean,
you know,
VAR. What the hell?
Please.
So I think now I was just giving a disclaimer in case, Barry.
Yeah.
Len, Mar, this video was at your house.
Exactly.
What did you do?
What happened?
What did you do?
And for the fact that you were never called a BFF, you know.
And I was not called a BFF.
You know. What did you do?
And he's gonna be international.
Yay! And so you've not made the pots happen.
You know.
So what do we do now?
We're gonna drop it on audio because people need to start downloading the podcast from iTunes podcast, Spotify, Podbean.
Ah, but come on, Len. That guys, you have to listen to this interview. It's so dope.
Yeah, you have to listen to it. You have to watch it.
at this rate, we have no choice.
Really? Did you? No, forget the choice. What did he say? He said, guys, you have to listen to this interview. Duh.
Exactly.
You can listen
but
to
there's
it.
Some people that don't watch the Monday episode and just watch the
celebrity
just on YouTube.
Yeah,
then they can go to
and download.
Download Google Play.
So there won't be any visuals.
iTunes.
Just the audio.
Oh, just can't you ask you, well, since you're BFFs, like, hey,
oh, yeah.
BFF.
Ask him to visit you again.
Let's do this again, bro.
You can do it in G63.
Oh, but then again, we are called a podcast.
You know?
So we might actually start podcasting.
Exactly.
Might as well.
Actually, we only started podcasting last week. After a freaking year.
You
damn
know?
It. But it's
yeah.
Fun.
Cool, yeah. So no, but the interview is dope, man. Like, apart from me...
So, did you guys apologize to one another? Did you reconcile? What's the
You got to listen. All I'm going to say is that he came prepared and he didn't hold back.
Wow.
Did you guys hug?
Did you cry? Did he cry?
And we sorted it out, man. I think it was just a misunderstanding. Well, just to give you a glimpse, man.
Wow. So, can we visit him this weekend?
Yeah, anytime, Chief. Let me know when you want to go.
Oh, okay.
let me know.
Hey,
yeah.
Yo.
If you have a visa, we can rock, my man. Don't stress.
You.
Oh. Yeah?
You'll be on my guest list. Just go what?
Oh, okay.
Hey, I'm red.
So.
What, like in Tomorrowland?
No. So, let me ask.
Wakanda.
No, but here's a fundamental question. Is it now going to be called a two-man show? Just asking.
Or two men ish.
Or two scampers.
It is what it
if
is.
I come there, it's like, yo, Chief, three is a crowd. But it's cool.
Anyway, so yeah, that's what happened with Shims and Nadia. So I think someone's sabotaging us, bro. In 1 week, so much drama. And this has never happened.
No, technology and time is killing you. Fuck that shit. What's this thing about?
But I've been using this SD card for a year, Lynn. It's never been corrupted. All of a sudden, it goes to your house.
You know?
Babon. Hence, I had to give a disclaimer. I did not.
But, okay.
In the words of Bill Clinton, I did not have any. No.
This happened when there was new lights now. Hey, why also? You know, the new equipment, HD, you know? Comes with HD problems.
Did you not wake up in your drunken state and think the SD card was a sweet or something?
You know?
No, fuck no. You know how much savory things I've got in my house?
Oh, wow. Yeah, anyway. But this was a sweet. Yeah. Mm.
Anyway, enough about that. Where we at with Monday? Have any ladies sent WhatsApps?
Hey, Monday.
Yes.
Hey, Monday gave us problems, eh?
Hey, because we need to hook him up, bro.
Yo.
Hey, Monday. Otherwise, we're losing the lights.
Yeah,
you
we
know?
Need to hook him up. Hey, to hook him up.
Monday otherwise, problems, next week, we'll be back to black and white.
Yeah. Hey, can't afford that.
We're going to be back to blackish.
Ah, but then Shimza can buy us.
Ah, of course.
Lights. Some lights, you know?
And it'll be a 4
Are they imported, these lights, eh? Monday.
Yeah.
Because you want imported stuff now. We don't do local.
I know. Wait, where do I start here? Do I start at the comments or do I start at the WhatsApp or do I start in my Instagram? I got DM'd for Monday's purposes.
Yo. Yeah.
For real.
I got tweeted.
Wow.
If there is such a word. Yeah. For Monday's purposes.
Mm.
No, let's start with Monday. We'll read the comments towards the end of the show.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah, let's start with the comments.
Which ones? You said let's
everywhere,
start with Monday.
Whichever.
Some Monday, like on WhatsApp. What are people saying about Monday?
Okay, cool. Jeez, you said let's start with Monday. I'm like, okay, what are we starting with him?
Shimza would have got it.
Yo, Len. Len, you just got replaced fast. Yo. Yo. Hey, Len. Kunzima. Hey. Yo. Your job is on the line.
What you got, bro?
At this rate.
Okay, cool. I can't even read properly.
Podcast and chill with Shimza. McGee will drop his name, hey, for his BFF.
Anyway,
God bless,
the person did not sign off.
It's fine. He's handing it over. MacGyver will sit this side where Len sits. Shimza sits there. Eh?
Nah. Shimza comes here. It's going to be a one-man show.
No, we're recording the GC's dream.
And MacGyver is ghost. It's over with us.
Oh, gosh.
Len, we'll go start our jacked, own.
But yeah.
We'll start our own.
Somebody.
That's low, Len. That's low.
Shit happened.
You mean jacked or his headphone jack? Mm-hmm. Which one?
No, you spoke about a G63. What, did you let that idea ride?
All right, cool. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, Jillian says, I really want to see how Monday looks. Mm-hmm. I want to know if his voice fits his appearance.
She heard his voice on the podcast,
you know,
though.
And there was a video.
The Men in Black thing.
Yes.
Photoshop.
Ha.
Okay, so today we must just show you a picture of just Monday.
Of Monday.
Yeah,
no effects, nothing.
No effects.
No Shimza on the picture, just Monday.
It's all about Monday, okay.
Okay, cool. Okay. Right.
No problem.
So, yeah, please do that, Chief. Okay, cool. Birthday wishes.
So this was birthday wishes for Monday or you? We need to understand.
For me.
Oh, okay.
And then,
sorry, Monday.
Another one coming in from Tandeka asking, are we changing this podcast to Find Me a Date?
Podcast Find Me a Date edition.
Yes.
But we're going
yes.
desperate and dateless. Though.
Yes.
That's the name that we stole from some point in life when shit was happening.
I took Brook Lux today.
Why?
You should have had Tim Chan, not Brook Lux.
Tim, is it? Brook Lux doesn't work.
Isn't Tim Yan?
It's Tim Jan.
It's Tim Yan.
No, it's
my father used to drink that thing.
Let me call a friend.
It's the first time I went into a bottle store to go buy that
He'll
Tim Yan.
He'll be in real quick.
Brook Lux doesn't work.
Yeah, those are things we used to do as little kids, you know.
Guys, yeah, I am thinking it's because
did you even do number two? System, okay, right? Did you do number two today?
Not yet.
You see, exactly. Castor Brook oil, you that.
Brook Lux, castor oil.
Castor
Tim
oil.
Jan.
So, what do you recommend?
I don't know, whatever.
Castor
it is,
oil.
Castor
it.
Oil.
Castor oil. We'll do it fast.
Where can I get it?
Clicks.
Clicks.
Yeah, any pharmacy. Castor oil.
Have an orange, apparently.
Exactly,
you had
yeah.
To have an
or yogurt.
Did you guys get spate when you were young?
No. I never experienced
neither did
that.
I
think so. I also don't think I've experienced that part of
Monday.
My life. Monday, did you?
Spate. give me the mic. Did you get spate?
What the hell is that?
It's
is that supposed to be
like
a thing?
It's got like an orange bag, and it's got like a little needly thing, but it's not like needle in a surgery.
Oh.
And it's black.
Yeah, I think I've seen that, but I've never used that.
No,
you don't use it, Chief.
I've never used that. It doesn't sound safe. But then what happened?
No, it was actually very safe.
Really? How safe is it, though? I mean, I'm sure they stick it up your ass.
Yes,
and
they
from
do.
There, what happens?
Then it puts in whatever it is, and then you have a shitty day after that.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And then what color is the stool? Is it normal?
No, it's normal, I guess.
It's normal. It looks normal.
Jeez.
It's just a cleanse. It's like a detox. Everything.
It just doesn't sound safe, and it's kind of weird if you have somebody sticking up something.
Well, that's why you're single.
Behind you.
That's why you're single, Moni.
You never welcome but things in.
Yeah. Okay, here's the thing. There was another situation. Like, it's not really similar to the spade, per se.
Not spade. So, not spade. Not spade. Okay. A spade is a gardening tool.
Yeah.
Spade. Right.
Spade.
Spade.
Spade. All right. So.
Mine.
Okay, so what happened with me was I had some waffles from Rocco Mama's, and those waffles happened to be black. I don't know if you've seen them before. So I took those, and then the next day, something happened. You'd swear that I had, you know, castor oil or spaghetti or something like that. You know what I mean? But yeah, even the stool, the color of the stool was also different. It wasn't black. It was green, like it turquoise, like F&B turquoise green. Which is quite weird, yeah.
So clearly.
That was, whoa. So F&B turquoise stool.
So now when you cleanse private school.
You
cleanse.
Know? We are going to Rocco Mama's. Hey, you. You have F&B turquoise stool. Hey.
Imagine writing an exam just to cleanse yourself, my man. Multiple choice.
Wow.
Oh, that's so dope.
Is okay. That not the best advertising for Rocco Mama's?
Like,
need to cleanse. Here's a waffle.
You know?
Oh. Rocco Mama's black waffle.
You know?
When you want to be the shit.
Oh, God. Yo, Monday was special.
Huh? This has to be the dumbest episode we've ever done, bro. We haven't spoken about shit.
Okay, yeah. Well, what? We're
no, we have been talking about shit. Rocco Mama, that.
Oh, this is where Baby Soft comes in. It's like, this episode of Podcast and Chill brought to you by Baby Soft. Double black.
Brook Hugs.
Castor oil.
Spade.
Sunlight.
F&B.
Turquoise green. Ah, guys, all that branding. All that branding, guys, for free.
This episode has been shit.
Guys.
So, God. Oh, gosh. Yo. Hey, Monday, you are alive.
Monday is blessed to be alive, eh?
Conclude, Uri.
What?
Let's do.
Conclude,
Uri. It's from Rocco Mama's.
What? No, there is a black waffle that's.
Yeah.
Well, that's.
It made the pots.
That's the only blackish thing that he has that day. And yeah. I suppose. Are you one of those guys who, like, are you always, like, looking. Like, You always look back.
Always look back. What do you mean, dog?
Like, you look back on some Wednesday game. Like,
yeah, so, like, let me explain that. So, what was happening is I
no, you need to check.
I mean, dude.
What if there's a coin?
But dude, when you flush, right? Don't you see what's happening? I know it's
is this you playing? Is this a royal flush? Is this poker or what flush are you talking here?
You know the flush I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
About.
After right, the
so,
blackish.
Yeah, so that's what happened. When I flushed, that's when I realized, oh shit.
So you look... Did you really say that? You surprised by what you just did? Like, no, I came here to write a book.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Like, really? Once again.
Dude, I was so worried. I was actually worried about my own health. I thought I was going to die because I've never seen, like,
turquoise.
What color was it again?
It was turquoise. F&B color.
F&B turquoise.
Yeah, F&B turquoise. Yeah, so, like, I was wondering. So I started Googling what's really going on here. And you swear I'll be dead in like 3 minutes or something when you
I
read
think
those Google comments.
Be shit. But yeah.
Oh,
are you okay?
I am not.
Yo.
You wanna call me BFF? Guys, I'm crying.
I'm crying. Yo, like.
Yo.
Yours in shit.
Yo, Bondi. No.
Turquoise, huh?
Yo.
Never gonna see that color the same ever again.
You know?
Imagine me logging into the app.
You know?
What shit is this?
And then Rocco Mama places an ad.
I don't think I'm going back there anytime soon.
Mm-mm. Oh, guys. Oh, yo.
How did we get there from Spade, guys?
Oh, guys.
No. Monday went to Rocco Mama. And so shit.
Go FNP. Oh, guys. Yo.
Oh, man. Fuck, I don't even know what else I wanted to talk about.
I bet you didn't bank on seeing shit at Rocco Mama's, ne?
Literally. Oh, Len, you're busy reading the messages. That's where they started.
I can just imagine the withdrawals.
Oh, God.
I can't learn anymore. I can't. Let's talk about something serious. What's Cyril doing?
Have you lost interest? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can't.
Yo,
it's like I'm high or something, bro. Anyway.
I have a headache from laughing.
Oh, gosh. Anyway.
High from the F&B tree.
Hey, we got tickets to give away to the 012 Beach Festival.
Mm. 012 Beach Festival. Yeah, yes. Sounds, Pretoria is always
012? That's Pretoria.
Yeah, 012. Mm. It's happening 31st of August 31st. At Kofi in Brooklyn.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And Ricky Rick's going to be there. Chicanas, Java, Nasty C, Roly.
You saw Monde
there. No, wait. I want Magaba to read all the people who are gonna be there and show excitement for each and every one of them.
Okay. Alright, cool. Ricky Rick, Chicanas, Java, Nasty C, Rolene, Tellerman, Fed Cook and Mawuta, Dineo Ranaka, Tando Tabete, Candy, Goldfingers, Tasty, Deben Gogo. The rest, I don't know. Bobster. Bobster, my nigga. Bobster, the rock star.
Mm.
And it's going to be hosted by Sumizi.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And you are where?
No. Nah, I'm in Portugal.
No.
I'm in Portugal. I'm out of the country.
Oh, you're in Portugal? Oh, yes. Yeah, with your weekend. BFF.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm out of the country that weekend.
Mm.
Imagine you're on F&B.
Len, can we stop it, Len? So how are we going to give away these tickets?
And you use a black card.
Huh.
Mm.
But anyway, ask all up.
Yeah. How are we going to give away these tickets?
Tell us who's going to be on the lineup.
No, man, that's boring. Every radio station does that.
Which ones?
All of them. Even Ukwekwe, Unenene, what?
That's are you telling me they're not fresh anymore? Or they've lost flavor?
Ukwekwe.
Oh, you know what we should do, no?
We should
ask our subscribers to call radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
And say big shout out to Podcast and Chill with Me.
Yeah, actually. Yes,
that
actually.
That is a good idea.
Or send a voice note.
Yeah.
Don't they preview voice notes?
Oh, yeah, they preview voice notes. No, but say it anyway.
Call your favorite radio station and say big ups to Podcast and Chill with McG. Follow them on Twitter, Podcast with McG. Check them out on Instagram.
You know?
Podcast with yeah. McG. Download the podcast.
With McG.
On Spotify. On iTunes. On Google Play. And watch them on YouTube. Because they are the FNG. And you can bank on that.
Yeah, we've got 10 VIPs. So I think, yeah, do that and then send it to us. Just record yourself doing that and then, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I think that'll be dope.
And add flavor to it. Make it fresh.
Yeah.
So in the morning and the afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, love.
Don't worry. You ain't got nothing to lose, man.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I got a podcast exclusive.
What?
Because we're international, baby.
Hey.
With that horn, baby. We're international, baby.
Won't see the end of this land.
Swaziland doesn't count. Lesotho doesn't count.
Doesn't count, eh?
So, there's a friend of mine who's in the LA.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent me a world premiere, world exclusive for Rich Homie Quan's new single.
Oh.
You want to hear it?
Whoa.
Let's hear Rich Quan's Homie.
It's called Red Bone.
Red Bone.
First time ever been heard.
Okay.
Not just on
South
African.
So, first of all, who's this homie?
Rich Homie Quan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's like, yes, man. He's got so many songs.
Okay.
He's Rich Homie Quan.
He did. He was actually in the country when Rick Ross was here. And he did a track with
Questa. Oh, nice.
So this friend of mine is the one who hooked the whole thing up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Since you're making shout outs for your friends, can I also make a shout out yeah. for my friend?
So he did Type Away, Flex.
What can you ignore? I know I am not a BFF. Magniwa kunyiwe. Magniwa kuzonyiwa. I'll go back to retirement.
Yeah, shout out to
you. Yeah. A friend of mine actually got engaged this past weekend.
Mm.
Mulo.
Oh, Mulo. Yeah, shout out to Mulo. I know he's a big fan of the podcast. Yeah. Yes. Nice one. Nice one.
That's a trend, right?
Yes.
She said yes.
Yeah.
So, well, the ghost lady said yes.
Mm-hmm.
You clearly have not answered yes.
Okay. Know where she into, know what
this is song, Red Bone. Which of the
quiet, don't know what she
she said like. Yes. Coming soon.
Oh. He just dashed in his proposal.
Don't listen to bitches, can't chill, hear me through the grapevine. Fake guys, they try, but they can't stop me cause they lie. So my friend, I hope you know we love you because we never do this. So it's pretty awkward right now. Cause we don't know.
Like, no, but the beat is nice though, yeah? I must give it nice. To you. No, I must give it. Yeah. So what I'll do is I'll actually check out the jam. And can I do my review of the jam next week?
Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I'm going to listen to it properly.
Yes.
I'm going to do a review of the jam bar for bar.
Yeah. I'm down for that too.
I just wanted to play it first.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got it first.
You got it first.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. You're the first to hit that.
And then, what else do I want to talk about? The button.
Play button.
Yeah. Get your mind out the gutter. As Monday sips his hunters.
You know? Because he knows what's been in the gutter.
Let me flush those thoughts.
All right, cool. Know.
And then, yeah, 1st of September, we're thinking of doing the 20K celebration party. 1st of September.
And we're almost hitting 20K. Big ups.
Hopefully we will because, my man, we've been on 19,000 for 3 months.
You know?
But big ups to everybody, all the 19,610 Zbanyani people we have. Like, big ups.
Yeah.
We love you guys.
Yeah.
We're from here to the moon.
Even
and
just the
from
viewers.
Here to local mamas.
And yeah,
we'll never
and
flush
back.
You guys. And, yeah. Because you guys are the shit.
Yeah.
We don't look down on you.
No,
yes,
never.
Yes,
we never
yes.
look back.
So yeah, 1st September, what do you think of the date?
Pool party, Muna. I said yes, I'm down for that.
A pool
yes.
party, where?
Pool party exclusive though, 50 people only.
Exclusive.
And you must motivate.
No, 100, chief. Out of 20,000 people, you know, invite 50.
Wow.
We said 100 last time, only not even 10% came, 5 people came.
No, but let's have hope, guys. Last time it was 10,000 subscribers, now we're on 20.
So it's from 5, it's going to be 10. You work with, you know?
No, I say 100.
Because I remember
100.
The last time.
What do you think, Monday, as a subscriber?
I remember the last time. Wait. The last time we had the ghost lady came through.
Yes.
We had Neo come through.
Neo De Janeiro.
Neo De Janeiro came through. Olwetu came through. Hey, he's rocking, eh?
Yeah, there was a bunch of people, man. It was nice. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, it was cool. It was cool. It was cool.
Yeah. So you want something intimate? Let's push it to 100.
100 is intimate.
Yes.
Okay, that's a ton, chief.
No. What do you think, Kosi?
That's what Monde does after the black waffle.
What do you think, Monde? Is a subscriber?
Yeah, like, keep it intimate. I mean, 100 should be fine.
Yeah, 100 should be fine.
Nothing wrong with 100.
Yeah.
If you guys can pull off 100.
Okay, wait. No, let's say 9. Hey. Oh.
Hey. Yeah, I'm kidding.
You think you're the only one who's a shit? So, here's my thing. Ne? Let's do this. Out of the 100, we want 10 invitees to come through for Desperate and Dateless.
For Monde.
Yes.
So okay. Even if you want to come and dribble him, that's fine.
So rock, don't go to Rock Mamas. You can't die before the 1st of
exactly.
September.
Exactly. No. Yeah. Yeah.
Leave that to us. Because we can handle our shit.
Yes. But yeah. No, we need to stop this episode.
So wait. You said 1st September, ne?
1st September.
Spring day. We're going to rock. We'll give you all the details.
What day is it? Is it a Sunday?
It's a Sunday.
Because there's a lot of parties that weekend.
All right.
The 012 Beach Festival is the night before.
Oh.
Yes.
So it's a nice way to recover.
Yes.
Yeah.
So detox.
Detox.
Yeah, detox. So we the detox.
We're like the Rock Obama of the...
Monday's going to need a detox. Well, we'll help him.
I love one of his potential girls brings a waffle.
Is it then fair to call her the shit?
Yeah. But anyway, so yeah. I agree. So we'll do a live Desperate and Dateless, ne?
Mm. Yes.
Yes. On
so
the day.
10.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you want to be part of the 10, hit us up on the WhatsApp 081-474-0632. Otherwise, drop us an email, podcast@thisismcg.com. And you can secure your seat to the podcast and show.
Yeah.
Why are things falling like a Monday?
I told you, someone's working overtime, guys.
Monday was.
I can't laugh morning, but morning, I can't.
Yeah. Okay. Let's not do that, Chief. Otherwise,
no one will respond
we'll
to this
see
call.
That times, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not laughing, man. Easy.
So yeah, if you wanna be a part of the podcast and show 20K celebration, drop us an email, podcast@thisismcg.com.
Yeah.
Otherwise, drop us a WhatsApp 081-474-0632.
Yeah.
And if you wanna be part of the I said 10, right?
Yeah.
If you wanna be part of the 10 for the Desperate and Dateless Monday edition, all you gotta do is on your email or on the WhatsApp line, just put
wherever.
The hashtag podcast. Hashtag Monday's the shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Just say hashtag.
Okay, but how about the videos that have already received? Did you receive any videos or comments?
I think people were shy to send videos.
Oh, okay.
They weren't, the comments were a lot, but we lost them because Monday decided to go to Rocco Mama's, but it's fine.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
And then don't forget, we're giving away 10 VIP tickets to the 012 Beach Festival.
You know what to do. 012 Beach Festival happening in Pretoria on the 31st of August, 2019, is going to be a jump. A whole lot of people are going to be there, man.
All you got to do is...
contact your radio station.
Favorite radio station, and tell them that podcast out.
Yeah. You know why? Because we're the fucking hottest podcast around,
of
man.
Course.
So just send a shout out to the podcast and that's it. What else do we need?
Your BFF.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Let me know if I should drop Shimza. If I should drop a YouTube link, I don't know. I don't know how to drop it because it's just audio.
No, dude. This is going to... So the Shimza interview is going to be available on Spotify.
Yeah.
On iTunes podcast. It's going to be available on Podbean, on Google
Play. So you
don't
think
podcast.
I should just put a YouTube video of the whole interview?
For any?
Of just audio. Some people listen via YouTube.
It's boring, man. Because you're going to see like overlays of...
No, not overlays. Just one long podcast.
No. One long black
screen.
Okay,
let us know. You are the subscribers. Okay, let us know how you want it.
So, we're going to put up a poll, right?
No, they'll just comment after seeing this. Why do you like complicating things, Moon?
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to help you through this technology thing, because clearly you are... Oh, you thought you were Monday of technology, but you're not.
What did you do, Len?
I get like a BFF.
Yeah.
Make his life difficult.
So let us know how you want us to drop the Shimza interview. Do you want it on YouTube or just audio? Let us know.
See. I say drop it. I say drop it.
I say too, because some people
Monday
don't...
did.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.